The cost of health insurance for individuals is probably going up next year in Washington, but in a key test of the market under the Affordable Care Act, the rate hikes will be lower than in recent years. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer explains.
One of the big mysteries of Obamacare has been how it will affect private insurance premiums for people who aren't covered through work. This year didn't see big price hikes, but now that the law has fully been in effect for some months, would there be a big jump in 2015? According to the Office of the Insurance Commissioner, the answer is no. Insurance company filings show they're asking for an average of an 8.25% increase. Commissioner Mike Kreidler says it's the smallest increase in 7 years.
I think what we're seeing here is that we have a very competitive market here in the state of Washington. Insurers are sharpening their pencils as they come in. They want to make sure they don't lose market share because their product is not competitive with other insurers.
I think sometimes Mike and I live on different planets.
Bill Hinkle is a former Republican lawmaker who sits on the Health Exchange Board. He says this kind of rate hike is nothing to celebrate.
Somehow, if it's still 9% increase, we're supposed to be happy. I think that's kind of a problem. And we don't see what's driving those costs as much.
That's another point of disagreement. Hinkle says excessive regulation is driving up costs, while supporters of the new health law blame the overall cost of health care. The rate changes companies are asking for range from a 26% hike to a 7% decrease. The commissioner's office can still tweak the rates before approving them. In recent years, they've come in a bit lower than what the companies asked for. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.